You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pros Studio. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Will this be the day former President Trump's been waiting for? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Supreme Court is about to issue more rulings among the more than 20 cases left to decide this term. Is the Trump appeal challenging his 2020 election-related federal indictment that justices are considering?
Whether a president has immunity from criminal prosecution in his official duties. Now, the possible outcomes are pretty clear here. They could rule a president has complete immunity and his prosecution goes away. They could reject Trump's claim of immunity and the prosecution moves forward. Or they could render a split decision, which would really draw out the issue.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. A new Fox News poll has the former president trailing President Biden for the first time since October by 2 points, a week before their first debate.
Independent candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. appears to have fallen short in both polling thresholds and ballot access to make next week's CNN debate stage. Kennedy has threatened legal action against the Biden and Trump campaigns, along with the news network alleging the debate was not set up fairly.
Fox's Jared Halpern. It's another sweltering day as summer starts. Heat alerts stretch from Michigan to Maine. More than record highs could be set in New England, especially, where it'll feel like over 100 degrees. Tropical storm Alberto is moving into Mexico. It's already soaked South Texas, flooding some areas, but many are welcoming all the rain.
This is helping out with the water deficits. They're actually down anywhere from 4 to 7 inches of rain across South Texas, not only from Padre Island, but all the way up to portions of San Antonio through West Texas as well. Water reservoirs are 20 to 30% of capacity, so they need the moisture.
Fox Weather's Craig Herrera on Padre Island. As Israel keeps waging war against Hamas in Gaza,
the region is bracing for the possibility of a broader war between Israel and Hezbollah. Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of the Iran-backed organization, made new threats this week against Israel.
And that's Fox's Trey Inkston, Tel Aviv. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company.
Get ready for something fresh and exciting with The Josh Guillory Show. Josh Guillory brings a new perspective to the airwaves, analyzing news and issues coming out of Baton Rouge in Washington, D.C., and breaking down how they affect you. Engaging, raw, and informative, Guillory knows how to have fun while delivering the latest in politics and current events. With daily features that entertain and inform, you won't want to miss a single episode. The Josh Guillory Show, 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, only on News Talk 96.5, KPEL.
Want a relaxing way to spend some time? Louisiana state parks are right in your own backyard. Spend the day hiking, fishing, biking, and picnicking, or stay overnight at one of our affordable cabins, campsites, or group camps. And tour a state historic site for an educational experience the whole family can enjoy. Call 1-877-226-7652 for more information or visit www.lastateparks.com. Sponsored by the Louisiana Office of State Parks.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit bacaworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% List Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
See them people waving to you on the golf course, huh? Yeah, look, Walker. Walker's a big golfer. And now they're waving. Why you ain't playing golf? Oh, that's right. You got to work. Anyway, how y'all all welcome? Moon Griffon Show. It is Friday Eve on the Moon Griffon Show. We appreciate you being part of the program. If you want to join us, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline with us, joining us. And I am humbled. He came back. Governor Jeff Landry. Governor, I knew you'd get a kick out. I said the man actually came back after I challenged him on a couple things. And I thought, man, I appreciate this. Yeah.
Me. Moon, come on, Moon. I mean, you know, listen, you know me. I am not going to back down from, listen, it does not bother me. I am ready to have a great and spirited discussion and make sure that it's informative.
Yeah, no.
That's why I'm back on.
No. I, once again, you said you would. You kept your word. I appreciate it. This is what I like to do, Governor. There's a couple, you can call them beefs I have. I want to bring them out first. But I do want you to have some time at the end of the conversation. And I didn't even know how long you stand, but end of the conversation, you can talk about some of the things that y'all have signed in the law, passed, Ten Commandments, all the stuff that y'all have done, because I think that's fair that there were some big victories, and I think you you deserve an opportunity to talk about them. But without further ado, I do want to jump into House Bill 423. It's a bill that you vetoed the other day. It's a bill that all the business community, a lot of elected officials voted for. Everybody I know was for it. I talked to somebody in the trucking industry yesterday. They're livid and really upset because people need breaks on the insurance, and they felt like this would be something that may would help somewhat. And by the way, this bill was only a transparency bill. It was no more than a transparency bill, and it's been overplayed and overrun. So I want to know why you vetoed it, because it seemed like the trial lawyers that win in this state, they keep winning. And I always say if the trial lawyers are winning, Louisiana's losing. But your thought on 423 and why you vetoed it.
Yeah, first of all, Moon, let me ask you a question. Do you call it a transparency bill? Do you even understand what the collateral source doctrine says?
I understand that the bill would allow juries to look at everything before they awarded what needed to be awarded. And so when I looked at this bill, Jeff, that's the way I approached it.
That's not exactly. See, the bill affects
that's
the
what
doctrine.
That's what this bill
No. That bill affects a doctrine called collateral source.
Absolutely.
And what's amazing to me is even the folks in the business community, because I've had the folks that own the truck, and they call me and I ask them, I said, well, tell me what this does. And they can't tell me. But all they can tell me is that it's going to lower their insurance rates. And guess what? That's a lie. And I'm going to walk you through the proof of that, okay? In fact, if anyone watched my press conference, I had on an easel a board that included some of the biggest names of tort reform in the nation, where they've been quoted as saying, litigation, we never said that tort reform does anything to affect insurance premiums. And then in 2020, the legislature adjusted the collateral source doctrine, what we were just talking about. They reduced it by 60%. We reduced the jury threshold by 80%. Okay? We did a whole set of things that I walked through. And after those bills were signed, Lobby's executive director went on the radio and said that he would storm the Capitol if insurance premiums didn't go down. And yet they went up.
By the way, just for the record, Governor, I was against that, and I knew that wasn't going to make a change.
I was against it.
Here's the problem, Governor. We got people out there, and everybody disagrees with you on this, but if we got people out there that are hurting, and we got trucking companies that are hurting. And if you look at the session, nothing was done to address anything. Now we're going to wait till next year. That's a fact.
That is not true. Tell me what they did.
Tell me what they did.
That is absolutely not true. Let me tell you what we did. Let me tell you, we did all of those other things. They told us that the jury threshold, that's the insurance companies, Moon. Now let me tell you something about insurance companies. I don't like them as much as a trial bar. You ever tried to get the insurance companies to actually live up to a claim that you filed for them?
No,
I mean, every homeowner in South Louisiana had to go get a lawyer just to get their roofs repaired. And so I want, this is very important. I am so sick and tired of this fight that goes on between the trial bar and the insurance company with the people stuck in the middle.
I've been saying that's the problem.
But let me tell you. This collateral source doctrine protects the working people, protects more people who listen to your show than anybody else. Because you know what it says? It's a fairness doctrine. It says that if you work hard, and that if you have health insurance, and that if somebody injures you, okay, you have the right to be fully compensated for that injury, okay? Don't you think that's right? Why should the insurance company, who, by the way, represents the person who harmed you, why should they benefit off of the premiums that you pay every day when someone injures you? Tell me how that's fair. Tell me how that's good for the world. Because guess what happens? The person who doesn't have health insurance, they end up walking away with way more money. Now tell me how that works. I mean, your show is all based upon conservative values. All we parroted is they, let me tell you what this does. Let me tell you what this bill is about. This bill is about the insurance companies claiming they're going to save a bunch of money. They're going to do their quarterly call to Wall Street after if I'd have signed it and said, we went in and passed one of the most strictest collateral sources and we're going to save all kind of money. And their stock's going to go up and their CEOs are going to profit and Louisiana's premiums are not going to drop a nickel. And I'll prove it to you. Forbes, I'll send you this too. Forbes did a huge expose on car insurance rates in the entire country. Okay? They listed over a dozen things that affect insurance premiums. Okay? Never in the article, not once, did they even talk about litigation. And so, but now, does that mean that we shouldn't do talk about it? Absolutely not.
Jeff.
But I'm not going to go out there and let anybody parrot when they came and tell me what's going on. And I'm certainly not going to listen to the legislators who profit off of the insurance companies, like Alan Seaball. That's where he gets his check. Now, let me tell you something that will work, and both the insurance companies and the trial bar didn't like, and Alan didn't like it either, was the two-year prescriptive period. I put up a map when I did this press conference. And Louisiana is in line with the majority of the other states on the collateral source doctrine, but we were not in line with almost every other state in the union when it comes to liberty of prescription, meaning the amount of time that it takes to file suit. Because the problem we got in Louisiana is a number of us. There's a lot of different things, which I can keep going. I'll spend as much time, at least 45 minutes today with you, to talk about all of those other different things that actually can affect our insurance premiums.
But Jeff, I'm listening to you, and here's what you're doing. You're defending the trial lawyers. 14 years judicial hellhole leading the charge.
Yep.
Let me ask you a question, and I want you to answer this honestly for me. So we have all kind of insurance companies that left the state. We're doing everything we can to try to get them back. Can you name one trial lawyer firm that has moved out of the state of Louisiana because they're not doing business here? And if the insurance company's making all that money, shouldn't the insurance companies be knocking down the freaking door to get in here and write insurance, Jeff? Shouldn't they?
That's a great question.
Answer the question.
Let's talk about what you just said, because it was very simple. In my hand, right before I went to the press conference, I got a report from the National Insurance Commissioners Association. And they talk about the loss and profit of insurance companies. It's complete. I'll send you the report. Louisiana's loss ratio last year was better than Mississippi, Arkansas, and Texas's. Meaning insurance companies made more money in Louisiana than those other states.
Jeff, that's one year. How about the year before and the year before that?
Listen, we can go back and look, but hold on. We can go back and look. And, of course, listen, inside of that is the property. But listen, Moon, I am not defending the trial bar. In fact, I find that to be insulting. I'm defending the working person out there and the people, because I'm going to tell you why. because the insurance companies have never, ever lived up to their bargain. We've done 250 times have we adjusted our tort law in this state, and they have not one time lived up to their end of the bargain. Okay?
Yeah, but,
and this has nothing to do, because let me go back to the 2-year prescriptive period. Well, let me back up. Let's see, you had a question. You
talked about how many trial lawyers have left the state?
No, you're talking about the judicial. Oh, no, let's talk about that, because that feeds in exactly to what we did do this year. All right?
All right.
The judicial hellhole, I've been following as the attorney general, you know? And the judicial hellhole says that Louisiana is in a judicial hellhole because we have more suits filed than in any other state. We have more lawsuits in the state of Louisiana than any other state in the country. So I started looking at that. I've been looking at this for about 4 years. Like, I didn't wake up and decide to veto this bill or decide to try to work on insurance premiums. I got a 19-year-old. I pay two. I don't like it. So I've been looking at this. So I said, well, why do we have so many lawsuits? Is it just because our tort laws are that good? I mean, we got a problem with lawsuit abuse, too. That's the responsibility of the insurance commissioner. You never hear that. You never hear those insurance commissioners in this state going after lawsuit abuse and the ones that are fraudulently abusing the system. That affects premiums, too, though. So I said to myself, well, what is so different here? So I looked at some other states. 48 other states had a more liberative prescription. In fact, the state of Maine, which has a more liberal collateral source doctrine than us, has a six-year liberative prescription, has a collateral source doctrine more liberal than the one we have today, and has the lowest insurance rates in the country. Now, let me tell you why.
Go ahead, because I got to take a break. Yes, sir, but do this. Hold your thought. His name is Governor Jeff Landry. He was gracious enough to come on, and we do appreciate him. Jeff, let's come back, go to Maine, talk about it. I got some questions after some of the things you said as well. All right, we're talking to Jeff Landry, Governor Jeff Landry in great state of Louisiana. Take a break. Be right back. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call him today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajuns, the original Cajun season, and Raging Cajuns' delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black-eyed peas, you get it, we do it all. Raging Cajuns products are all made right here in Lafayette, and now thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajuns is one of the fastest-growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it.
Support local business. Wow.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Hey, Jeff, this is Governor Jeff Landry, my special guest. This is a very short segment. but I wanted to get back to you, and you were trying to compare us to Maine. Let's go back there so we didn't miss nothing.
Right, let's talk about liberty of prescription. I'm going to tell you, the most significant tort reform piece of legislation we passed 26 individual pieces of tort reform, Moon, 26 in the last 6 months. The most significant is the prescriptive period.
Okay. I'll
tell you why. Because it extends it. It means you have longer before you would file a suit. So the insurance companies now know, those folks that own those trucking companies, when there's an accident, they know they got to report it to the insurance. Now those insurers don't have to, they can start evaluating the case, not using lawyers. That's why Alan don't like it. Okay. But using like the third claims, they can watch the particular subject. They can gather all the evidence. They can go to the parties and say, listen, this is what we believe. This gives them more time if they choose to settle it, to determine whether the case is actually meritorious or frivolous. Gives them more time. That's why the liberty prescription will reduce. Let me tell you what will happen. In 3 years, the number of lawsuits are going to fall. And we're going to go to the judicial hellhole, and we're going to see those numbers. And then we're going to ask the insurance companies, well, listen, all of a sudden we got less lawsuits. Now what's your excuse is? The other problem we got in this state is they don't take any of these cases to trial. I talked to a fellow the other day. He was, completely perturbed. His daughter got in an accident, little fender bender, not even a scratch. In fact, the police, listen, y'all okay? There's no damage here. Y'all even want to report? They say no, which she should have done. Okay. They leave. Next thing you know, he's being sued. Next thing you know, they settle for $10,000. You know why? Because it's easy for the insurance companies to settle because it's your money. They just raise your rates. We had 132. Wait, hold on, move.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Because these are the facts. 132 jury trials last year. Only 100. And that doesn't even, and that's not all tort, meaning that's all, not all of those jury trials in the whole state. It's time for those insurance companies to start taking these cases to trial.
Well, Governor,
it's time for them to do the, listen, it is time for them. If you want to take the trial bar on, you take them on in court. And guess what? We get like the Housley presumption, which is something we absolutely should have passed this year. But instead, they got all caught up on collateral source. The Housley presumption, that's something that'll affect the cases. You know what that does? That says that you don't have to take, right now we've got this theory, it's a Supreme Court precedent, and it's bad. It says that when you get in an accident, the defendant, the insurance company, has to take you as you are and assume that all the injuries in the case, in the accident, were caused by the accident. Yeah. It didn't matter what your prior is.
Well, let me ask you a question.
We can go fix that.
Let me ask you a question. If you were to sign this bill instead of vetoing it, maybe the insurance companies can take it to case because they'll have the medical bills to show what was paid. Yes, because that's what you blocked.
Let me tell you what.
You blocked the transparency bill, Jeff.
No, what, really? So the insurance companies, do you realize we did away with the direct action?
I understand
that. You know what that is? That's a transparency bill, though, Moon.
But what's wrong with this one? What's wrong with this one, though, Governor?
Wait, Moon, but I'm going to tell you why. I will. I'll tell you what I offered them. I said, listen, I agree. We should make the medical bills discoverable and send them to the judge for him to do the calculation. And let me tell you how I know that this transparency that they're feeding you is not true. Because I told Alan Seaball, I called him up. I said, Alan, he kept chewing on this transparency that you're parroting, okay? And I said, well, I tell you what, Alan, if that's the thing that matters the most, why don't we do this? Why don't we take the 40% back up to 100, and I'll agree to the transparency. Then the jury doesn't have to do all kind of calculations.
Why don't you bring it down to zero, you Jeff, where the bill originally started?
No, because guess what? Then you get injured. Then I'm taking away the rights of the workers out there. We're saying that if you don't work, you get an accident and somebody injures you, you get a better benefit than the poor fella that's working.
But Jeff, I've been talking to you for.
That's what I don't. That's what they hear.
But I've been talking to you.
I'm telling you, like if you understood the doctrine.
But listen to me. I've been talking to you for 20 minutes. I've been talking to you for 20 minutes, and you have bombed the insurance companies the whole 20 minutes. But you keep saying you're not defending the trial lawyers. But you bombed. And look, insurance companies are guilty too.
But Moon, I signed 26 pieces of target form, and you claiming that those didn't work. Well, why we even did those? You think
okay,
I did those
when we come back?
I was protecting the trial bar.
When we come back, tell me three things y'all have done that's going to affect the insurance rates, because people out there like me, we're hurting.
Well,
anyway, let me take a break. Hold on, Jeff Landry, Governor Jeff Landry. We'll come back and ask that question. Our friends at Shoemaker Homes have done it again. They just released a one-of-a-kind plan that you'll want to see. Imagine stepping into a French country-inspired home that's the perfect blend of elegance and functionality. Welcome to the Avery French Country Plan. Stunning two-story, 2847 square feet masterpiece by Schumacher Homes that features four beds and two and a half beds. Open kitchen layout. You got to check us out. Go to SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. You ever dream of building your perfect home? The time is now. For limited time through June 30th, save up to $50,000 on your custom home. $50,000. Use your savings how you want to and bring your dream home to life with up to $50,000 in options and upgrades. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com is who needs to build your dream home. Schumacher Homes. Trust them. That's $50,000 on your next custom home, folks. You need to call Schumacher Homes or go to the website. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call Adapt Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, Adapt Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
The new small
show. This hour of the Moon Graffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hey, hello, welcome back, Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you back with us. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Governor Jeff Landry, Honorable Governor Jeff Landry on air with us today. I mean that sincerely. You know, I've been a big backer of you for a long time. I still am. I still got a lot of hope in you. I want to listen, because I'm going to let you talk. Do you have more than, at 9:45, do you have to go?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this. I got a few more questions, and I'm going to let you answer, but I do want to give you a few minutes to talk about all the good stuff that happened in the bills you've been saying. Here they are, and I'm going to put them in order. Insurance companies, if they were making so much money, if we're making so much money, why ain't they knocking the door down to come in? Can you name one trial lawyer firm that left? No, and then why do we have the highest rates in the country in bodily injury with twice the rates as everything else?
Moon, I would say that let's have that discussion after you've had an opportunity to read Forbes' article.
Okay.
We haven't even gotten a chance to talk about, we also haven't had a chance to talk about juries and who participates in juries, because I'm getting ready to go get on a jury. So that the people of the state understand, you get the court system that you participate in. How many of your friends have never been on juries? In fact, when they get the subpoena, they over there making an excuse as to why they can't go. Then they complain about high awards that juries give, but they don't participate in it. We also hadn't looked at how we fund our criminal courts in this state, which are on the backs of the citizens in this state through traffic tickets. And every time you get a traffic ticket, it goes to the insurance, and that goes up. In fact, I'm having some people pull some statistics on that. But Moon, we've got a list that people can go to on our website It says Jeff Landry, Governor Jeff Landry, insurance reforms and tort reform measures that we've taken. But here's what is the disappointing thing. When I stand up for the rights that you and working people have inside of the civil law, you tell me I'm protecting a trial bar. That is unfair, it's disingenuous, and it's wrong. Because you don't criticize Alan Seabold for defending the insurance companies.
I'm not.
He works for
I'm not defending Alan Seabold or the insurance companies. I don't have a talking point from Alan Seabold. I don't have any talking points. I'm just talking to you like Moon and Jeff.
I know, but Moon, hold on. Show me a state. I want you to go read the Forbes article, and then I want you to find me. Do some research and find a state under which they did sweeping tort reform and insurance premiums went down.
So what you're telling me is we have no – what you're telling me is the thing I hate the most, Jeff. We can't change a damn thing in this state because that's what I'm listening to you. We ain't changing nothing. Mm-mm. That's what it sounds like to me. Jeff. Governor, well, I'm sorry, but Governor Landry.
Because you're not listening.
I am listening.
But no.
You're saying I'm disingenuous, which is hilarious because I'm the most genuous interview you ever have.
Well,
I want to see our rates go down, Jeff. That's all. I just want to know what we're doing.
Moon, you don't think I do? Then me and you should be talking about, we should be spending more time talking about how the limited prescription actually makes lawsuits fall. We should be talking about how the direct action that we did, which is the opposite of transparency, because Alan wants to show the juries one thing, but he wants to protect the jury from knowing that you even have insurance. That's what we did. Okay? I can walk you. These things are. Mm-hmm. They all interconnected. And guess what? The answer is when you got both of them not liking it. Okay?
Okay.
And then you got to hold them accountable. But I'm telling you, you should go to the Forbes article. I promise you.
That's my homework.
And I'm going to tell you something. We should look at the way we fund our criminal courts, okay? Because people don't even realize that. They don't realize that. Why we got a lace program. We go out there, we make state policemen write tickets. We say, listen, you go write. We give them extra money to go write tickets. What do you think that does to our insurance rates?
Yeah.
What do you think when we got a one-year limited prescription and you got to file a suit that's really after 10 months? And you're right. That's why we end up in the judicial trial. But we fixed that.
I tell you what,
we fixed that this year.
Yeah, I want you to talk about some good things. Oh, you can come back anytime. But I told you we were going to talk about some good things now because I think it's important to talk about some of the bright stuff. You and me can disagree. I already said I got some other things with LSU boards and all that, but we don't have time for all that today. So here's what I want to give you a chance to do. You had a session. Okay. You've had special sessions. I mean, y'all have worked hard. It's been 5 months of working, 4 or 5 months of really getting after it. Or it's just the first of the year when you became in. So let's talk about, you signed a lot of bills in the law. One of them was the Ten Commandments. By the way, that has gotten play all over the country. So let's talk about some of the things that you feel really good about. And let's get away from this for a second because I told you I wanted you to do that. I can do that. Hey, you realize I can do this for 2 hours with you. Don't bother me, but I want to be fair to you too.
Well, you know, the great thing is that I could do it, too, all day long, which is true.
I know you can, and we can do it together, but listen to me. I'm going to look at the Forbes magazine, and I want you to hunt up what big law firm moved out of the state because they couldn't make it here because that's your homework.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to do one better, Moon. I'm going to find out in the states with the lowest insurance if any law firms moved out of those. Like, we've got to be fair. We're going to do that. We're going to do that, too. But then, you know what? There is some solutions, and we're going to work on them.
Okay.
And what frustrates me, why I'm so passionate about it, is because we get caught up in these doctrines that people, the average person out there doesn't understand. All they care about is trying to lower their insurance, which I'm trying to do. There's no doubt. And look, we're doing some great things, okay, because you're right. We have to create a better environment. Look, we are getting ready. We haven't done it yet, but we're getting ready to reorganize the Department of Transportation. We added $300 million to the preservation fund, which is really what's supposed to be the maintenance fund, okay, because we're so backlogged on our roads, all right? And we sat down with the Department of Transportation. We said, okay, I want all the shovel-ready projects on roads that have to be redone. And we went, we found somebody, we said, and we're holding them accountable. I said, we got to get these done within budget. We're going to do that. We put some money in the water sector fund because we got a problem there as well. We passed sweeping educational reform. We are leading the country in educational reforms. We did it, and you know we did it? We did it in a balanced approach. We did it because we said, you know what? We're going to take care of the public schools just like we're going to take care of the private schools. We passed probably one of the most responsible ESA educational scholarship account laws in the country, and we had a big press conference about that yet. And yes, we're going to put the Ten Commandments in classrooms, and General Murrow is going to defend it, and I believe successfully. And let me tell you this, Moon, on the educational side, just real quick, because I know you don't have a lot of time. Florida, 20 years ago, the state of Florida was in the same position educational-wise as the state of Louisiana. They took on the system, and the legislature went there and said, we are not going to give up on our kids, and today they're number one. And so this year, Louisiana and the legislature have taken a huge step towards finally starting to right our educational system across the board. I mean, we could go on and on. And we've just done some great things. And the legislature's been great. They really have moved.
Yeah, like I said, I said this earlier, the cultural side, schools, stuff like that, I just think there's some progress that y'all can claim victory on. The side that I'm worried about, of course, is this. You didn't get the Constitutional Convention, and I'm not a big Constitutional Convention guy, but I was for a constitutional correction of getting this stuff in the statutes, because I think it makes it very difficult next year when you start talking about budget and tax reform and all that stuff. It's going to make it very difficult, and y'all looking at a deficit, going to make it very difficult to make any big changes on that, and that concerns me. Because that's going into next year. And you still have to deal with what we're talking about, lowering insurance rates on vehicles for people and liability insurance, because there's not enough that moved on that that's going to make a change at all. So you still got, and that's why I think you got to do it early, Jeff, because you got so many years to get this done. The earlier the better, because it starts kicking in and people are texting me and emailing me going, I just want to know when my insurance rates are going down. I mean, that's all I hear from people.
Well, listen, and the thing of it is, too, Moon, when they text you that, you don't know whether it's probably both. They say, look, I can't afford my home insurance, property insurance, and I can't afford my auto insurance, okay? And here's what I'll tell you. All of the things that we are doing, okay, are aimed at fixing those things. I got a plan on that side as well. And at some point in time, we got to come back and talk about the success that LWCC had. And because we were in the same position in the 90s with workman's comp. And we were able to turn that around. But we didn't do it by just listening to one side or the other. We took some folks, we actually took some business folks that aren't listening to their insurance companies, okay? And we said, okay, let's go take some of these cases to court. And I think that when we position the civil law in a way that's fair, and we don't take away your rights, not the trial bar's rights, your rights. Because I can promise you, if you had an accident, and a legitimate one, you should put that teacher on that I brought to the press conference. Just ask her about it. I'm serious, Moon, because it puts a face to it. It's easy for us to talk about this back and forth and for people to say things. And you know what? If I had ever seen, I searched the internet trying to find a time under which any state did sweeping tort reform and the insurance company made good on their promises. And I just haven't been able to find that. Now, I'm not telling you that I'm believing the trial.
I know. There's other states that are doing a lot better job with less insurance and doing a great job in the business community. There's got to be a model that we can find. But anyway, all right, Governor, we got our homework. Read the Forbes article, and you find out what big insurance company moved out the state because they weren't doing business. I want to know that one.
Firms left those states.
All right. Governor Jeff Landry, anytime, you're always welcome. Agree or disagree, and we agree almost.
I appreciate it, Boone. Thank you so much.
All right, Governor Jeff Landry, I appreciate him taking the time. He was gracious enough to spend a little time with us. All right, we got to take a break. More to come. Your calls are welcome. 844-766-6607, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you want to be a voice, all you got to do is call.
This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Now, I know we all want a roof over our heads, but not just any roof. We want one that can withstand Louisiana's wild weather. That's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the top dogs in the business. Whether you need repairs or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there are no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state-certified installer of the Fortified Roofing System, and that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings, serving all of Louisiana. Get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing right now. Go to HudcoRoofing.com. That's HudcoRoofing.com. Fill out the form, and someone will get right back to you. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so should you. That's HudcoRoofing.com.
Whenever I'm in Shreveport, I always make a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites: nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, the best margaritas in the state, and more. You can go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is opening soon on College Saloon. Lafayette, you're in for a huge treat when Superior Grill opens on College Saloon. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and opening soon in Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I'll see you at Superior Grill.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. What a day. What a day. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. It's the number. It's Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Now, we'll open up the lines. I know I give them out a lot and don't take a lot of calls, but if you got a question or comment on what you heard, it's the best day in the world to let us know what you think. All you got to do is pick it up and dial it, 844-766-6607. No, I didn't get a chance to get to the LSU board, and I have all kind of stuff, but, you know, it's interesting. I just found a governor. And, listen, one thing I like about Jeff, he's going to fight for what he believes in. He is, and I can't help it. I like that in a person. Whether we agree or disagree, and like I told Landry when he left, we agree on a lot. We agree on almost not everything, but a lot. I just disagree on this. I disagree on the LSU board picks with Carmouche. I never got to. Lee Mallett, who's a and Remy Storms, I wouldn't have put people like this. I didn't get a chance to get to all that, but hopefully through the year maybe we will. Maybe not to be so far gone by then. But I just know this. I see the pain and the hurt in people's eyes when it comes to insurance premiums. And if there's no solution, then there's no hope. If there's no trial lawyer, look, we need trial lawyers. I never cut all trial lawyers. I'm talking about the political ones. We got to have trial. We got to have insurance companies. And they coexist everywhere. They coexist in every state. Yeah, they do. They always coexist. We got to have them. I'm telling y'all, I can name some of my best friends that are lawyers. Some of them are trial lawyers. They're not on TV. They're not political. They're doing their jobs based on the law right here in Louisiana. They do really well. I'm glad for them. That's why I keep asking. I hope the governor find big old law firm that moved out of this country, out of this state, but I don't think he'll find that. But I will go read the Forbes magazine article. Matter of fact, I've already got it sent to me, so I'll get a chance to read that this evening. So your comments are welcome, folks. It's just, I just want to know what we're going to do about these insurance rates. I just want to know what we're going to do. Because
Let me tell you what I see, and it's something I didn't get to tell the governor. I wish I would have told him. Let me just go back real quick and we take a phone call or two. I remember Don Briggs, the late Don Briggs, oil and gas guy. Don came on his program in 2016. I want to say it was about 2016. And he said, Moon, you know, he said, I got two investors that came meet with me, billionaires, people that are going to spend billions of dollars. And they got to Louisiana and they watched the TV ads and they watched the governor at the time, Bellboy, said if the parishes don't go after the oil companies, we'll do it. And he said, we're not investing in the state. All they do is down oil and gas industry. They got the hell out of here. Don Briggs was, you could tell in his face, he was hurt. He said, man, I can't believe we're doing this to our state. Well, I wonder if that's going to happen with insurance companies too, because if I was an insurance guy looking to invest in Louisiana and I drive up and I meet with people and I go down the road and I see all these billboards of these trial lawyers and I sit back and watch the news and every commercial is a trial lawyer, every one of them. And you know what every one of them mentions? Every single one of them in every ad, they hate insurance companies. Now, folks, insurance companies ain't been right either. And a lot of times they haven't been right. And I get it. I'm not protecting the insurance companies. But if I'm a CEO and I'm trying to do insurance here and I'm watching TV and every other ad is a trial lawyer, and when we go to the news, every ad's a trial lawyer, and every one of them are smashing insurance companies, I pick up the phone and call my board of directors and say, I don't know if we want to come here. Because it's the same effect that oil and gas started not investing in here because of the stupid legacy lawsuits and the Komush law firm and people that are on that. So now when insurance companies come in here and they go, wow, every other ad is hating on insurance companies, why should they come here? And I meant to ask the governor, why should they? And the governor himself today, and I asked him, folks, I was real blunt with Jeff. You sound like you slamming insurance companies. And since it sounded like that, and y'all can go back and listen, we'll have the podcast up. I'm sitting here going, we got a governor slamming the insurance companies. And I thought about Bel Air was slamming oil and gas companies. And I thought, wow. So your insurance company, you look in there and go, nope. All y'all do is beat us up. Insurance companies should pay the claims that they promise the people. And if they don't, they are wrong. You know, they're wrong. Insurance companies are wrong when they don't pay. And yeah, and Jeff said that, and I know Jeff was honest about it. He was truthful. Yeah, sometimes you got to go get an attorney through the insurance companies because they don't pay what they think they should have to pay. I get it. But if we're going basic, and I told that to Jeff, the governor, Governor Landry, I said, Governor, sound like to me we're saying I hate that. Because that's all I'm starting to get on everything we want to do here. Anything we want to change, and change got to be big, is I can't. And I can't. My daddy would have slapped the living hell out of me for saying I can't do something. So would my mama. I can't. I don't hear you can't. I don't want to hear that. Anyway, 844-766-6607. Matthew James, let's go real quick. Lee and Alec. Go ahead, Lee.
Moon, you know, we just can't have anything nice here in Louisiana. You know, it just they've broken us down to where people are just fed up with it. And it's just like survival until we die and get our kids out of the state because nothing's going to change. Case in point, you know, they was wanting here in Rapides Parish, they was pushing a increase on our property taxes. Where they could fund a juvenile detention center. We voted that thing down, voted it down big time because we didn't want any more property tax. You know what I'm saying? We're paying for junk now we don't need. And what do? They run down there to the governor. And now the state's going to build some of these things. And where do you think they're going to put one of them at? Right here in Rapides Parish. Who in the crap is going to fund that stupid thing after they build it? We just voted it down. We didn't want it here. We didn't want more tax increases. We didn't have money to operate that thing. But what do they do? No, we're going to put one there anyway because the voters don't know what they need. We know what they need. Yep. So they force this crap down our throats. So now we're going to be forced to fund that thing.
Yep.
Let me run.
Know?
Hey,
that's the problem right there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The voters, all we're here for is to pay our taxes and shut up.
Yep.
Y'all don't know what you need or don't know what you want.
Lee, it's getting like that. I get you. All right, my brother, got to go. We'll take a break. Your calls are welcome, folks. Just your thoughts. That's all. We'll be right back. Moon Grafana, News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
Former President Trump has to wait longer. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The Supreme Court did not rule this morning on his challenge to whether he should be immune from prosecution over post-2020 election conduct as justices finished deciding cases left in a term ending this month.
We didn't get abortion or guns or immunity or any of the other biggies that we're waiting on, but we're down now to 19 opinions, and we had a couple criminal law cases today, a tax case, things that are undoubtedly important to the parties involved in them, but not broad, wide-ranging.
Fox's Shannon Bream outside the court in the tax case. Justices rejected a business-backed challenge to a law allowing a one-time tax on Americans' foreign investments, even if it's only income on paper, not actual profits taken. House Democrats have sent a letter to Chief Justice John Roberts warning of a full-blown Supreme Court legitimacy crisis. They want to know
whether the Supreme Court is investigating Justices Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito or pressuring them to recuse themselves from any cases related to January 6. Thomas has come under fire for not disclosing expensive gifts he accepted from private donors and his wife's alleged ties to the Stop the Steal movement, and Alito over reports two flags carried by some protesters on January 6 were seen flying outside his home sometime between then and the inauguration of President Biden.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz will spring into summer in less than 6 hours, and it feels like it. Heat alerts from Michigan up to Maine down to Delaware.
With more than 100 heat records either tied or broken all across the country. Now, officials are declaring those emergencies all across the region, including here in Philly, where starting this morning, more resources are going to open up for the elderly and homeless populations to help them stay safe.
Fox Weather's Katie Byrne in Philadelphia. Alberto's weakened to a tropical depression moving across Mexico, blamed for 3 deaths there. It's also flooded areas of South Texas. 2 people are dead in burnt out areas of New Mexico where 2 wildfires rage on. America's listening to Fox News.
For anyone living with everyday aches and pains, there's a lot of things you can try. You know, tough it out, bite the bullet, grin and bear it. Or you can try something that has helped so many other people, Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that addresses the inflammation where pain starts. And Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps reduce or even eliminate it all day, every day. Wherever you're hurting, your back, neck, joints, or muscles, in about 3 weeks or less, you'll see a difference and rediscover what it's like to feel better and live better. So if everyday pain is affecting your life, don't go with the mind over matter approach. Try Relief Factor instead. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with...
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
Every day at 5 p.m. right here on News Talk 96.5 KPEL, it's me, Joe Cunningham, with The Joe Cunningham Show, offering you news, analysis, and commentary you're not going to get anywhere else. The big news stories of the day, and even some of the headlines you may not be aware of. It's your local, state, and national news coverage from a local perspective right here. Every day, News Talk 96.5 KPEL. Check us out, The Joe Cunningham Show, every day at 5 p.m.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Welcome back, Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you back with us. 844-766-6607, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. If you want to be part of the program, your opportunity to be a voice, we will have it up and running. The Governor Landry interview that will be on our podcast as soon as the program's over. So you go to moongraffon.com and check it out. Listen live. Other people will have it on theirs as well. Me and the governor. Of course, me and the governor, we disagree. We're going to get a little excited. But anyway, you can go listen to it and see what it's all about. But, you know, folks, I'm just fighting for the state. Whoever the governor is, I mean, I fought with all of them trying not to fight with this governor. And I think the governor is trying to do some really good things. I go back to what I tell y'all, and I can only use the history of me being on this program talking to the audience, and I'm humbled to be here. You know, I will always be here, but I'm humbled to be here today. And I've been saying this for a long time, that we need some big stuff done to change some things so state of Louisiana can move forward. The first thing we got to do is catch the states that are all way ahead of us, which is almost all of them. So I'm just telling y'all, my fight is that I'm frustrated a little bit because I want to see the state move forward. I want to see the state become the state we can be. We got so many good people here. We got people that are fighting a good fight. And everybody can take me wrong. I have nothing against trial lawyers. The political lawyers, I do. The ones that are so political, yeah, I do, because they hurting us. But the average trial lawyer, the person in there making a living, make nothing against you. It's just like insurance companies. I'll be the first to tell you, if they're not paying claims that they ought to pay, they're wrong. And say they get sued, that's their problem. And I've said it all along that we're between the trial lawyers and the insurance companies, and we're the ones getting beat up on. I think there's so many things we have to change, but we cannot do steps in the right direction anymore. That don't work. It don't work here. You know what I'm saying? I'm just being honest and blunt with you, folks. We got to. See, I'm tired of the good old boys winning. And they've been winning. They're kicking our butts. And part of that is trial lawyers, the political ones. Part of it's the bureaucracy that's been built up in education, higher ed, been built up in every department. We can't cut nothing. We can't change anything. And I'm starting to get what I've been hearing for a long time, and it just hit me. And I talk to people privately, and the exact words are, we can't. We can't. We can't. We can't do that. You can't do that. You can't do that. Well, you can't do anything. You can't change anything. I mean, I can't, we can't. Folks, we can't if you don't want to change anything. I know higher ed and K-2, they don't want nothing changed. The good old boy network back home getting the money back and passing all his money out every year. Cleo Fields gets over $1 million a year for a deal that he has. No, you're right. You can't if you don't. How about that? You can't if you won't. And that's what I'm starting to get. And by the way, this ain't under Jeff Landry. Let me back up. I've been getting this a while from legislators and all kind of people, and people that milk the system and milk it dry. Private sector people who help milk it dry. You know? I can't, man. I'm glad my daddy would have whopped me up in my head. Boy, what is your problem, sir? I can't. You can't because you didn't try. You can't because you're not doing anything different, son. How you gonna be a good ball player, do better in school if you don't practice, if you don't work at it, if you don't work toward the goal that you want to get to? All we hear is can't. Well, you can't do that, man. Can't. Well, if we can't do it, we ain't gonna do it. Never. What a frustration. All right, who we got first? All right, let's go. We start with Paul. Y'all, hold on. I got everybody. Lake Charles, Bossier, Rapides, Parish, Monroe. Mr. Paul, what's going on?
Good morning. I appreciate you doing the interview. It's a I enjoy it because one thing good about Governor Landry is you can fuss with him and at him, and we don't all take it personal. The answer is, what are the facts and what do we have in front of us? And I enjoyed your interview. I enjoyed the governor's defense of the indefensible, and I think it's a it's a good exposure of what the facts are. And what I wanted to say was, we all talk about the collateral source rule. I'm a lawyer. I don't do personal injury. I just never have. And so maybe that makes me distorted. But this enactment that he vetoed.
Yeah.
Here's the question. You have a car wreck, and how do we, in compensating the person who was wrongfully injured, how do we measure the damage to that person? Well, we thought the damages were, forget the pain and suffering a minute. Put that, that's the extra. That's the land. That's Louisiana laying the app at its best. But here's what the measure is. The measure is, you should be reimbursed 100% of your medical bills. Now, here's what the collateral source rule does. And I wish they'd quit calling it the collateral. It's not a collateral source rule. What it is a rule that says you get extra medical. And here's how it works. Everybody has seen a medical bill when you first get it before your insurance company pays, and they're always sky high, sort of a beginning retail number. I don't know what to call it. The medical people are crazy. But you'll go in for a foot operation, and you'll get a bill for $25,000. Your insurance will end up paying $5,000. Now, I got a broken foot in a car wreck, okay? The hospitals billed for 20 or 25. They gave and accepted for full payment only five.
$5,000
instead of $25,000.
Okay.
I go to the jury and say, now I want to be fully compensated for the injury that I sustained. The only injury that I sustained, or my insurance company, if my insurance company paid the $5,000, the only injury, the only financial loss I had was $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
What they want to do is to give to the jury a bill for $25,000. And this gets us to the pain and suffering. If all the jury sees is, all right, you hurt your foot, cost $5,000 to fix it, when they start guesstimating, and that's all I can call it, guesstimating pain and suffering, how much extra do you get for pain and suffering? And pain and suffering is real, but how do we quantify it? They look at the medical, and if you had $200,000 worth of medical, well, then you must have had a lot of pain and suffering. What they want is the big number to be the only number the jury knows, so that the jury just out of common sense says, well, if it was only $5,000, I can give them $10,000 in pain, and that's double what it costs to fix the foot. What happens if they give them twice the billing of $25,000? They end up with a calculation of $50,000 pain and suffering. They want the big number in front of the jury. They don't want the jury to know it only costs a nickel to fix a dollar worth of medical bill. And then you even go further that on top of this, what they want, they'll say, oh, well, then give it to the judge and let the judge fix it. They've got a provision that says you get actual medical, and you'll get that anyway. You'll only get actual medical, and then you get 40% more, no more than 40% more. That is nothing but lawyer fluff.
Yep. That's what I think.
And that's
by the way, everybody was against it. Everybody was against it, but one group.
And that's the group. That's the expense that we're paying in Louisiana that they're not paying anywhere else. Yeah. It is not this idea of, oh, we need the big bill in so that we can determine how much you were injured. The big bill is fake. Yeah. Nobody pays the big bill. Yeah. So anyway, I just thought his description, and what you didn't really realize is that the reason they need the big bill is to allege, well, see, they incurred that much medical, so how much pain and suffering do they get? Yep. And they don't want it off the actual cost because it's smaller. Yep. And other states, you just get the smaller number. You don't pay a premium for the lawyer. The 40% kickback is just lawyer kickback.
Yep.
And
yep.
We're not supposed to be paying lawyers' fees. Anyway, that's the one. Right. And as far as his belief that we're going to improve our reputation because we're going to expand the prescriptive period to 2 years.
Paul, I got to go. Thanks for the call.
All right, man.
Appreciate it, man.
I appreciate the time. Take care.
Oh, Shucks, you've been hearing me brag about Shucks. Been going there for many, many years. Shucks does a great job. If you like seafood, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. I'm telling you right now, there's shrimp, there's oysters, there's fish, all fresh every day right off the boat. So if you want something fresh and you want fresh seafood, you got to go to Shucks. Don't forget, if you're having a party, call Shucks. Let them cater the event for you. Or you can go pick it up. Shucks, they're waiting on you. If you want a great time and you want great food, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. Shucks. Oh, good.
The biggest complaint about solar power is the battery storage. Well, no more. Now, Solar Louisiana offers giant battery storage solutions from the top names like Panasonic, LG, and more. Solar Louisiana will install residential home solar systems with enough battery storage to get you through any outages. And say goodbye to your electric bill, as Solar Louisiana will custom fit a system to your electrical needs. Online at solarlouisiana.net, your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Taxes
applied.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Matthew James, Business and Tax Reduction Hotline, 844-766-6607. Let's go to phone lines. Go to Chuck in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Chuck, how you doing, sir? Chuck, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Moon. Thanks a lot. I just want to say real quick that I hope Governor Landry and the other Republicans that were so forceful during the election, very direct, very pointed about what they wanted to do, they need to seize the moment they have right now. It will never be better for them than it is right now. And if they start waffling and trying to think about protecting the next election, you know, they'll probably lose it because the other side will not waffle. They will not hesitate. And these guys need to stand up and do the right stuff for the people of Louisiana.
Yeah, I'm I got the same take you got, okay?
I know your dad would beat your butt.
I know this. I know this, Chuck. And look, I love my daddy. Yeah. Daddy was my hero now. You hear me?
I know you do.
I know. And so it's not that I'm saying my daddy wasn't cruel. I thank God my daddy did to me what he had to do. But here's the thing.
He was a man. He made decisions. He made decisions, Moon.
But you just hit a home run, grand slam.
Thank you.
With a 2/3 Republicans, House, Senate, and a governor. This was the year to move everything. And you got to look at your trial lawyer buddies. And you look at your trial lawyer buddies and say, stay back. We're doing what we got to do. You look at the insurance company, stay back. We're doing what we got to do. You look at the good old boy network that's just been getting all this money, stay back. You're not getting that money anymore.
Moon, I'd like to make one point, and it's like they need to seize the moment. They need to do it now, and they do not need to ask permission. They've already been given a directive by the Republican voters in Louisiana.
No, they don't have to ask, and they just tell people, stay back. You can lobby.
Right.
You can lobby you want to. This is what we're going to do to make it a better state. That's it. It's that simple, Chuck, and that's why I said you hit a grand slam.
I was in Canada last week. People love Canada. They hate the economy. If we don't watch out, we're going to be in the same situation. Of course we take care of people. Absolutely. But damn it, man. Let's get the tax base figured out, have industry chip in a little bit more, and get rid of all these, you know, side deals and stuff. And the Republicans, most of all, they need to lead. They need to be the governor and the Senate. They're the government. They need to do what they were told to do by the voters. They work for us.
Well, that's what I remember the legendary Satan's brother, the man who hates this country more than anybody, Barack Obama, telling John McCain, y'all lost, we won. And when we started that session, we should have said, y'all lost, we won. And when Cameron half-assed Henry didn't want to do his job, I'd have been full-fledged trying to get rid of him. Get rid of him.
And Obama was right.
No, he was right.
Hey, and Obama was right.
He was
absolutely right.
That's why I quoted him. He was wrong on so I can't quote him on much, but I can't quote him on that because he was wrong about everything.
But he's right. The Republicans get in power and they all of a sudden act like they're surprised that they're in power. It's like, dude, you got the keys. Start the engine. Drive the car. Lay some rubber.
Worried about what people in the media are going to say. Guess what? They're going to bomb you anyway. You ever notice who the media props up? They prop up the psycho Bill Cassidy's and the Mitt Romney's and any Republican who hates conservatives. That's the only ones they have a prop up.
Okay, you said Cassidy, you said, and I'll say Foghorn Leghorn, you know, to Kennedy. It's like, dude, they're voting for this stuff in Ukraine like nobody's business, but I'm going to spare you my diatribe on that today.
Yeah, well, I can't argue with that. The Ukraine thing starting to bother me more and more. Like somebody said, we're not funding our war, but we're funding everybody else's war. What's the difference?
Oh, yeah. And their borders, but that's a subject for another rant one day.
Yeah. All right, Chuck, God bless. Appreciate the call. Yeah,
thanks.
I'm just, and Chuck's right, now's the time. Now, and so you got one session out the way. And I know this. I had Lana Venable on. And the Truckers Association. And those people are sick. You know, what if the governor would have said, I'm not going to veto the bill. And here's why I'm not going to veto the bill. Your insurance cost is not going to go down. But I'm going to prove to y'all that this don't work. I'm going to prove to y'all this won't work. So I'm going to let it become law. And this ain't going to work. And why are the lawyers so upset about it? Why are the trial lawyers so upset about it? I mean, they got it made in the shade here. I mean, it's easy here for them. It's
That's why you don't see them moving out. Matter of fact, I'm hearing people tell me law firms are trying to move here. I don't know if that's true, by the way. But I know they're not trying to move out of here. That's a fact. And I don't think anybody can answer that question. Actually, a trial lawyer going back and forth yesterday, and I asked him the question. He couldn't tell me a big trial lawyer company outfit leaving. As I passed by, and he was laughing because I said, as I passed by your building, and I passed by, here's another building, and here's another building, and here's another. I mean, I named three, four different lawyers while I was driving down the road, all with mega buildings. They plan on being here forever because they got a lot of money coming. All right, I know he's picking on troll lawyers. You don't pick on insurance companies. When insurance companies don't do right, they deserve to get popped. We're taking a break. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. Whenever I'm in Shreveport, I always make a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, the best margaritas in the state, and more. You can go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, the new location in Lafayette is opening soon on College Saloon. Lafayette, you're in for a huge treat when Superior Grill opens on College Saloon. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and opening soon in Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I'll see you at Superior Grill. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
How would you like to? This
is Dave from the Dave Matthews Band for Rad. When you go out and party, get drunk, then drive, you're not only loaded, you're a loaded weapon. When you celebrate, designate. Choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Looking for uncommon talent? Meet the grads of life. They're not the typical candidates you're used to, but they're exactly who your company needs. An ideal fit for entry-level positions, internships, and even mentorships. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hi, hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, where you can be a voice, your opportunity to be a voice. I was just saying, going back to the, I've been doing this a long time, and it's not that I'm good or bad. I don't think I'm too good, and I don't think I'm too bad a lot of times. But what I've tried to do is, as we built an audience, is just to be honest with you. I do not have all the answers. We've offered answers over and over again. Some people are never going to listen. By the way, I'm not talking about Jeff Landry. I'm just talking about Louisiana in general. I'm not talking about the governor.
okay? I got a lot of the same goals that I believe he has, I have too. But I mentioned, I'm getting a lot of comments on I can't. Somebody said the definition of can't is I don't want to. It's something that I've picked up over the last, I don't know, few years about when we take over the House and take over the Senate. Talking about we can't. You know, there's a solution for this. I don't know. Did we get enough votes to override the governor? Override him in a veto session? By the way, I didn't pay attention to it, but I don't know if we did or not. But if we did, that would be a way to go. I can. I didn't look at the votes. I don't remember the votes. I can't tell you. But is there a way, to override the veto? Whether it is or not, I don't know. But, man, I'm sincere about wanting to change the state, love the state, and I want Jeff Landry, Governor Landry, and this legislature to be the ones that get the job done. Look, folks, when I said Bel Air would set us back 10, 20 years, I meant that. Okay? I meant that. I mean, I want to win for us. I don't care if you're black or white, a Democrat or Republican. I want these guys, the ladies and guys, gents, to do it. This is the group I want to do it. I never got so excited after the election in my whole life of being here. I mean, I got to tell you, as a loser, not in life, but a loser when it comes to politics and your friends and your people winning, people don't even know that looked like they were pretty good winning. Man, when this election was over, I thought, man, we got a chance. I thought after last fall's election, man, hope shot up. Landry won in the first round. Senate and House members, more conservatives. We beat back on some chumps that needed to be back on. We had some that didn't run, like Tanner Bad News, Big Mouth McGee didn't even run. He didn't want that rear end to be kicked. Like he got kicked in a judgeship where he lost 62-38. And so my hope went up. It did. And I knew all the low-hanging fruit was going to be the cultural issues because we had enough Republicans in the House and Senate that were trying to get that done before the governor came along. And thank God when he came along, he signs the bills and we didn't have to find. I'm telling y'all, the woke Governor Bel Air was as woke as anybody around this country. That dude is woke. He's making his money on a Green New Deal, as I predicted when he left he would, with a law firm on the Green New Deal. And so for Landry and the legislature, I also knew it would be an uphill climb because the municipalities and the universities and all these people and these lobbyists, all the ones that want this state to not change one iota, just keep raising taxes and getting federal money, there's a lot of people out there that believe this is the way you do it. It's not the way you do it. This is not the way you do it. Other states are so far ahead of us, it's not even funny. We do steps in the right direction, and that moves nothing. Folks, if every state is 100 miles ahead of us, and they're wide open and still moving forward, and we take 2 feet in the right direction, you think we'll ever catch up with them? Somebody told me the other day, well, why don't you run for governor? Well, if I ran for governor and I won, okay, I may lose everything I tried, but I'll be, and I may lose re-election, but I'd be damned if I'd sit back and at this horrible media and horrible system, I'd let them say whatever they wanted to. I'd just have to be a beat up, punched, beaten dog. I wouldn't give in to it. I wouldn't give in to them. Give an example. I'll tell you one thing they can do. I think they can make cuts in every department. Every department cut, including employees. That sounds brutal, Griffon. We can't pay for all this good government we got. We need to give money back to the people so we can pay our health insurance and pay our dang
car insurance and pay our homeowners insurance. We need some money back from government because it ain't their money to begin with. Why don't they cut for once? Why don't we cut out some money going to higher ed in some of these places? Why not? What the hell are they delivering anyway? Why can't we cut some money and give people back their money so they can pay for their homeowners insurance and their car insurance, not to mention among other things. Inflation's kicking our butt because the federal government is nuts. They're out of control under Joe Biden and Barack Obama because he's the biggest part of that. They making it the way Americans just going to be tough to make a living. But boy, they taking care of illegals to bring fentanyl across, this son of a gun. I'm just saying, why does government have to always have local government? We got to have another penny. We got to have another. We can't operate. In all fairness, they could cut out a lot of the local and state government work. I guarantee you, they could bid on most of it out. That's what St. George is getting ready to do. They're going to bid most of that stuff out. That's what St. George ought to never be bigger than it's going to be right now. I hope they set the way to do it. Just begging the state and federal money and this good old boy network, they got to get theirs. And every year at the end of the session, including this one, the money went out to everybody and they got this project and that project. That's why you can't pay for your car insurance. They got projects to get for the good old boy network back home that have ripped and misused the system to no end. So, man, when we won the governorship and all the statewide position and Senate president, and Cameron half-ass Henry decided he gonna stick to the system, because I know he's on speed dial to John Alario, who milked the system as much as anybody in the whole state. You know, and at the beginning of the year, what do? We lost two congressmen. We used to have eight. We're down to six. And then, hell, that ain't good enough. We gave one away to Cleo Fields. We just gave it away to the Democrats, who are going to vote for more government, more government, more government. It's, Moon, sound like to me you're losing hope. Nah, hope's the one thing I got, but it's never been in a politician. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ, who's trying to make me and put me where I need to be. My faith will always be in Jesus first. You got to have faith in your fellow man that they would do something good. But this was the group I thought, wow, if they, and I heard it too, you wait till they get in there. You watch what they're going to do. Well, let's see who's winning. Trial lawyers are still winning. Still don't have a bunch of insurance companies coming up. Prices didn't go down. We didn't change the job outcome yet. They said we're going to work on tax reform next year. But then I got an article sitting in my hand saying, oh, man, I better do that next year. Budget deficits. Because Republicans passed a 0.45-cent sales tax 7 years ago, 6 years ago. They should have never passed. Ever passed that. Then it would have never worked in the budget. We wouldn't even be talking about it. Dale Edwards with his $2 billion budget deficit, which was a lie. It's about $1 billion, $1.2, and they added $800 million more for spending purposes. So they got that money. Now we got to have that tax. And I'll tell you how you know that. After next year, it's 10 years that tax is run. A penny for 27 months and 0.45 for 7 years. I'm hearing, oh, we'll never renew it. Well, will you swap it out? What's the difference? Man, change is hard. I never said it would be. But, man, when you start out the gate and you got the momentum, that's when you got to deliver. And guess what, folks? We're going to blink. It's going to be next year. And we don't know who the president of the United States is going to be. Is it going to be Donald Trump or Michelle Obama? Because I'm sticking to my guns that Michelle Obama will be the candidate. I said that 2 years ago. I'm not changing that but I don't think it's going to be all blood and guts. Well, it's not blood and guts. It's ignorance and stupidity, my fault. All right, let's take a break. I love to stay. I wanted to change. Change ain't happening unless we change. Sound like a Dan Bongino thing. Change ain't happening unless we change. All right, we got to take a break. Your calls are welcome, by the way. 844-766-6607, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. We'll be right back.
The biggest complaint about solar power is the battery storage. Well, no more. Now, Solar Louisiana offers giant battery storage solutions from the top names like Panasonic, LG, and more. Solar Louisiana will install residential home solar systems with enough battery storage to get you through any outages. And say goodbye to your electric bill, as Solar Louisiana will custom fit a system to your electrical needs. Online at solarlouisiana.net, your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana-owned, customer-focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Our friends at Shoemaker Homes have done it again. They just released the one-of-a-kind plan that you'll want to see. Imagine stepping into a French country-inspired home that's the perfect blend of elegance and functionality. Welcome to the Avery French Country Plan. Stunning two-story, 2847 square feet masterpiece by Shoemaker Homes that features four beds and two and a half beds. Open kitchen layout. You got to check us out. Go to SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. You ever dream of building your perfect home? The time is now. For limited time through June 30th, save up to $50,000 on your custom home. $50,000. Use your savings how you want to and bring your dream home to life with up to $50,000 in options and upgrades. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com is who needs to build your dream home. Schumacher Homes. Trust them. That's $50,000 on your next custom home, folks. You need to call Schumacher Homes or go to the website. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com.
Thanks to Mom.
Hi, I'm Marcel Spears. Keeping our global neighborhood safe is a tough job, made easier by America's brave military dogs. These dogs keep our troops safe by sniffing out bombs and IEDs and locating enemy positions. Yet when these canine heroes retire, they're too often left overseas. American Humane works to bring these valiant dogs home and reunites them with their handlers for happy, healthy retirements. To learn how you can help, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. It is great to be with you today. 844-766-6607 is the number if you'd like to be part of the program. Once again, I want to thank Governor Landry for spending a little time with us this morning. He's always welcome back. I'm sure we'll do a lot more interviews. I feel confident in that. Agree or disagree. Like I said, we're going to agree a lot more than we disagree. But it is. And somebody made a good point. Has anyone seen, and y'all can answer this, you know, you watch these commercials and every attorney advertisement is popping at insurance companies. And I'm telling you, if I was a CEO and came here and looked at the lawyers, every one of them with their big mouths out, and every one of them, every one of the political ones, every one of the big ones, most of the lawyers I know don't advertise at all, and they do very well. And I'm glad for them. But a friend of mine just sent this to me. It made sense. So every trial lawyer beats up on insurance company that advertises. Every time, everything, billboards, TV, radio, doesn't matter. Have you ever seen an insurance company? Have you ever seen an insurance company beating up truckers and lawyers? If you notice what the trial lawyers do, the commercials are always beating up the truckers. Like, truckers are bad people. Truckers are some of the best people you're going to meet. Truckers are some of the most skilled people. They really are. They got to learn how to fix the engine change. I mean, they got a lot to do, a lot of stuff. They bust their fannies to work and drive and make it's long hours and hard work. So every time I see a commercial standing on a big truck, one of them says, and then the other one says maybe he stands on a big truck because he, you know, he got the experience behind the wheel. All that stuff is designed to hate truckers. Truckers have accidents. You know, I'm not a trucker. I've only been in about, 15, 18 wrecks. By the way, three of them were not my fault. They were not my fault. They beat up these poor truckers. They're out there trying to make a living. It's almost astonishing to watch these commercials to play on people's emotions. Like they're the good guys. Like the truckers are the bad guys. Yeah, I'm just asking folks about this. How come the bad guys are always the truckers? The problem is when a trucker's going, 60, 50, 40, 30, whatever, down a mile an hour, and they get in a wreck, you're driving a little car, a little truck, you're probably going to be the one hurt. I get it. But they're not the bad guys. People have accidents. Hell, I know I've been in enough of them. The sad thing about it is I ain't got nothing against a lawyer. I don't. The political lawyers hurt us. They just hurt us. So if the lawyers, the insurance companies, the politicians are not going to get together and figure out where we can all exist and where people can pay the bills, then what is the chance of us surviving in Louisiana? Here's a story for you. Woman says soaring insurance prices are forcing her to sell a home nearly 30 years. New Orleans homeowner says she's being forced to sell a house. Can't afford the insurance anymore. Story says, what is this? Is this WWL? No, KTRE Channel 9. According to Insurify, an online insurance marketplace, the cost of home insurance in Louisiana, you ready? Could jump another 23% by the end of the year. Steepest increase in the country. Well, let me tell you something. I don't know if it's insurance. I don't know if it's trial lawyers. I know whose fault it ain't. It's not me and you that are paying our insurance bill. It's not. Let's go to phone lines. Mr. Kevin Metairie, Louisiana. Kevin, how you doing, sir?
Hello, Moon.
How you doing, sir?
Fine, fine. Great. I got a little humorous spin for you on the shadow president issue.
Okay, I like a little spin, especially if it's funny.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's got to be Hunter Biden, because every decision that's come out of the White House can only be explained by someone who's a crackhead.
Hey,
spending money they ain't got. Spending money he ain't got. Running out of countries on a moment's notice, leaving tons of millions of billions of dollars of equipment behind. just keep the border open, nothing, you're all twitchy. What's going to go wrong and stuff, forgot a bag of cocaine in the White House. Everyone's already forgotten about that part. So, yeah, that's my nomination for shadow president.
By the way, I got to tell you, Kevin, I like it because you know what's sad? If you put that D behind his name, people would vote for Hunter Biden. Absolutely, yeah. They would vote for Hunter Biden. It ain't no doubt about it. And by the way, if they put Hunter Biden, the Democrats cannot use the felon commercials against Trump.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. That would balance it out.
Yeah, one way or the other, huh?
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Vote for the crook, right?
Yep. Well, in our state, I don't care what you say, in the state of Louisiana, everybody thought that was funny. You might could get away with it here.
It was funny, but it wasn't serious.
Oh, I know it wasn't.
Everyone knew that, voting for all those criminals all those years was entertainment, but nothing really was ever really getting done for the good of everybody else, And I think Landry, I like listening to Landry. I like how he says it, and I like what he says, And I know he and Kennedy get a lot of criticism for going to fancy schools and still talking like they're down home and stuff, but I think that's a really,
you got to be who you are, and in Louisiana, in the South, let's be blunt. You're going to have an accent. You're going to have an accent right. Ain't a dang thing you could do about it, man.
All I can do, I can drive all the way out to like Des Alamon, and I'll hear some of those boys talking, and I have no idea what they're saying, and I can speak French.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, my brother.
Thank you.
No, I thank you for the call,
right,
man.
Nice talking to you, sir.
All right, bud. Take care. Man, a little bit of fun. Nothing wrong with that. Well, we'll see how it breaks down, folks. It's everything's still early. And I'm reading this story about this New Orleans house, and they're talking about another 23% increase this year. That's scary in itself. You know what I'm saying? That would be scary in itself, another 23% increase. I'm just saying that to me is very scary. Because I don't think most of us can handle that, and I'm one of them that can't. So, anyway, all right, folks, let's go wrap up 2 hours. God bless. Another hour to go, moongriffon.com. Listen live. We'll take a break. Be right back.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.